Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Here's one from the Going to the Denver album. It's called Cobra. With the Going to the Denver album, another song at least. And Pat's got a standard bass. On the record, I played this on slide guitar, but what the heck, I'll just do it on regular guitar. So I might make it different. There's a thing called Miss Your Love. Thank you. another one of Go Into the Dell, so there you go. So every night, oh, okay, well, we can get to that one as well if you want. So, but the night is still young, so yeah. Let us indulge ourselves with the new material. There'll be a lot of old songs to do, so. Don't worry. And who knows, maybe that one will be Neil and Spoon. Might be mine. Totally lost my train of thought. Where was I? Oh, yeah, I'm on the stage at the Slow Brewery, right? Okay. Have to stay focused. Here's another song from Go Into the Dell.
I think it's gonna
songs there off the last studio album, Going to the Delta. So if you haven't got it, go and check it out and get a copy. Are there any waitresses around? Because I would love a Diet Coke if a waitress got, or somebody could bring me to the stage, because my allergies are killing me and I can hear my voice going downhill fast. But anyway, yeah, Diet Coke would be nice, please. And what else? That's it. Now we're back into some old songs. I looked there, so here's one, another old one. Yes, please. I have to get it from the right source. I went through the 60s, you know. I'm not forgetting anything. This is brought to me by a waitress that I recognize. I was speaking to somebody earlier on at dinner. He happened to be sitting next to me. And he was at the early San Francisco shows, which was fantastic. And I didn't get your name, I'm sorry, but we were talking about the early days. And I made a mistake a couple of times there, playing with the Grateful Dead, you know, I drank the water. Goodness. That's the throw of it. Okay, here we go. An old song from 97.
Her eyes in frame. Now she's back in the country. She's got
DeSalvo on the bass guitar. Guy Cream on the drums. Yours truly, Kim Simmons. I really enjoyed the talk. Often I would meet people before the show, and it's an impromptu meet and greet, and I like doing it that way. It surprises the people, it surprises me, and because sometimes when you look back, it's 50 years this year, by the way, for me, the Savoy Brown. And we talked about the Winterland shows and stuff like that I did back then. And I love to meet people that were back then, because when I look back, it's as if did it really happen, you know? It's like, was I really there? And so it's fun when I meet people that actually were at the show and you can tell me everything about it. The big end to the song coming right up. I know it's early on, you've just taken a look at us, some of you haven't got a clue who the band is, I'm sure, and those are the kind of people I like, because it's like your first time experience. So this is going to be the big end, the big finish to the song. It's early in the night. Are you ready for the big finish to the song? Oh, you might see some head shaking going on. Don't blink, because there's a butt of vast you'll see of the night, you know what I mean? But you stand up here for 2 hours, that's about it, you know. The head shaking is long enough, let's see if we can do it.
Come on.
know I love to travel. I guess I've had my share. The blues is my companion. They follow me everywhere. Look in the corner, baby.
So how are we doing tonight? Does it sound good? It feels good up here. Rustin, excellent job, buddy. Thanks a lot. As you know, we're Savoy Brown, unless you just happen to stumble in from the 60s. And we're walking around out in the mountains somewhere. We got a website, of course, at savoybrown.com. And from there, you can follow Kim on Twitter. And if you're so inclined, go to our Facebook page, which is kind of interesting. We got this guy that does a really good job on everything. So anyways, we're here for two sets tonight, and we have some CDs, and we have three t-shirts left that we brought out. We got four more shows, so we underestimated that. But we got two CDs, one of Kim's jazz CD he did, and then the band, basically what you're hearing tonight. So if you want to talk to us later on the break and at the end of the night, we'll be over there. Well, we're going to continue with the set. We thank you so much once again for coming out. And glad you're enjoying it. And let's hang.
Ain't got time for shouting.
first hour is flying by here, and we're going to take a short break, come back, do another hour. So that's how it works tonight, anyway. And not all the songs translate to today. That's the unfortunate thing. Some songs get lost in the past, and perhaps that's where they should stay. Nothing I can do about it. A song has got its own life. And actually, I don't stay very much in the past anyway, because you know what they say? You live in the past, you'll suffer twice. Oh. How about that one, baby? So I'm here right now in the presence. And let me tell you something. When you're playing the guitar up here, your mind wants to go many places. And if you're not careful, it's like driving a car. You can go out, go groceries, 5 minutes later, you have no idea how you got from A to Z. You're right, your mind has been elsewhere. You've been driving the car. And it's like playing the guitar. If you don't focus really hard, your mind can be elsewhere and you don't enjoy the experience. So, and you don't really play the guitar with any heart. So I'm going to try to play the guitar as much heart tonight as possible. I'm going to do your request and we're going to end this first set with it. It's a Chris Yulden song from, it's a drug song from the 60s, you know, so.
Yeah!
That usually pleases a lot of people. But when Chris brought me this song, first of all, I said, we've got to record it. And I said, it's okay, you know, I thought the last verse would, you know, really warn everybody not to go this route. But as soon as we recorded it, I kind of felt we crossed the line. But, and anyway, nobody listened to the last verse, you know, so anyway. Here we go. It's a thing called Needless Moon. It's for you. Thank you. sleep with the sun and I rise. I feel alright with my eyes. I feel alright. I feel alright.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Hey, you made a lot of noise for an intimate crowd tonight. I do like these kind of nights because I can talk to you all and we relax, you know, you've got screaming people everywhere and everything. So this is the kind of night that I can relax on. As you can tell, I'm relaxed tonight. Not much pressure, which is good. Here's a song about how bad it is to be a musician. This next one's not too bad. Goes back about 10 years to the Steel album. It's a thing called Daybreak.
Thank you.
you. Yeah, so the live CD we've got right now features a lot of these songs, and it features this particular one. It's called Sunday Night.
Once again, thank you. Thanks for sticking around and making the night for us. We appreciate it. Everybody's having a good time still? Some gentleman came up to me and he goes, "You're not going to do any repeats the second set." And I said, "No, we've never done that. This, I don't know where we are record-wise. Obviously, I've been with the band from the beginning, but there's about 50 records out. So there's a few things to choose from. We're going to keep going. As you know, we're going to do...
do a completely new song here. We might do two new songs tonight. We had a few of you asked for to go into the Delta. That was the studio album from last year on Roof Records. You can go, you know, to all the internet places or to our website. We're in the process of doing another studio album for the end of this year, and we're going to try some new songs out, see what happens here. And let me just see. It all helps to be a bit out of tune with the blues, right? It can't be too much in tune. And a lot of the old guys, well, I said the old, but I'm an old guy now, but the generation before me that I first met, I played some of their guitars. They're amazingly out of tune, and the action was like, I was expecting a flood or something under their strings, you know, because the way, but it didn't seem to matter, you know. In fact, the little bit of being out, a little bit out of tune really helps music. And today, when you think about it, every piece of music you hear is perfectly in tune because you've got these little things, you know, you put on the guitar, everything's in tune perfectly. And I think that takes a little bit of the spirit out of the music in a way. You know? We're a little too in tune for I'm good, but let's face it, there was nothing like that back when I started. You tune the guitar with a pitchfork, you know. We're going to tune in for the tuning fork. And believe me, that was a very sort of a hit and miss affair. But anyway, this might be the out of tune blues called Ain't Got Nobody. In this world that can be me, ain't got nobody. In this world that can be me. Thank you.
wash all over you. Enjoy the moment. Listen to the bass. From 71, and back then you used to write blues songs with a riff. You know, you don't hear many of these great riffs. Well, I wouldn't say great riffs. I don't talk about blow my own trumpet here. Maybe it is a great riff, who knows? But nowadays they write blues songs and there ain't any riffs. So this goes back to the era when you started with a guitar riff and you built the song around it. Now here's the riff. Thank you. Let's revisit the Going to the Delver album, and this is more like a ballad blues. It's called Just a Dream. And hold on a second, because it's always freaks me out, because we recorded it in A flat, and always I've got to get that tonality in my head. Why did I record it in A flat? Here we go.
Where to go?
a good life. That's when you bring your love around. So pick up the album, it's a very good one. But let's roll right back now, it's 1970 something, early 70s, before music took a dive. Take a trip on the Hellbound Trail. Bye. Oh,
Once again, thank you so much for coming out. We're going to be over there later on. We got some CDs, blah, blah, blah. Hope you had a good night. Travel safe. Love you.
The boogie. That's a far from boogie.
Thank you.
my career at some point here. I'm probably in the final stretch anyway. And of course, you get this far, 67, can you believe that? I don't even know if I'm wake up in the morning, you know, but, you know, there's two guys, there's a lot of people, my wife keeps me going, you know, agent Steve keeps me going, but the two guys that are in the trenches with me, day in, day out, and really have got my back. And these two guys, on the bass guitar, Pat DeSalvo, on the drums, Scarlett Quinn, everybody, let's go!